From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced the formal start of a military push to remove the Islamic State from the northern city of Mosul. David Enders is a longtime reporter in Iraq.
Mosul is the largest city under control of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They've held it for almost 2 years, and the Iraqi government taking it back would be a huge setback for the Islamic State. It would be the loss of the largest city they control.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says this is a decisive moment in the campaign to defeat the Islamic State, and he pledges support from the U.S.-led coalition. Mosul residents contacted by phone and Skype say IS fighters have blocked major roads and bridges in and out of Mosul. Jihadists have fanned out throughout the city and planted mines and explosives and warned civilians not to attempt to leave. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says all options remain open for the U.S. and its allies in Syria, but he admits the United States and Europe have no appetite for military action, even as Russia refuses to back down. Mr. Kerry held talks in London with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson on Sunday, a day after he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other top diplomats in Switzerland. The top U.S. diplomat said no one should be lighting a fire under a civil war or pitting two superpowers against each other. A group of Nigerian parents have been reunited with 21 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago. Nearly 300 girls taken from their school in 2014 in northeastern Borno State. Last week, the girls were released in the first negotiated release by Red Cross and the Swiss government. This is VOA News. Several thousand demonstrators marched Sunday in the Hungarian capital Budapest, chanting and carrying signs, protesting the sudden closure of the country's largest-selling opposition newspaper. Protests targeted Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has been accused at home and abroad of stifling press freedoms and isolating private media outlets opposed to his controversial anti-migrant stance on refugees. Peter Huyans is vice president of the Hungarian left-wing opposition party known as Together. He says it is clear that the story of the closure of the newspaper is about not letting anyone report about reality. He said Orban's policy is about the exclusion of reality. The demonstrations followed the abrupt closure of the newspaper Napcapcsap Bagjag, which shut down on October the 8th, with no warning either to the public or to the newspaper's staff. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has conceded he is losing support from women, but he blamed it on media accounts of women who he says falsely accused him of sexual assault. Tim Kaine, the vice presidential running mate for Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton, told supporters on Sunday that Trump is blaming everyone and, in his words, swinging at every phantom of his own imagination because he knows he's losing. With just over 3 weeks to the election, a national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.5% lead over Trump. China has launched two astronauts into space on a mission to dock with an experimental space station and remain aboard for 30 days. The Shenzhou 11 mission took off from a launch site on the edge of the Gobi Desert earlier today. Zhang Yuxu, the chief commander for China's manned space program, says the rocket lifted off according to plan and the spacecraft has entered into a preliminary orbit. He says it was a complete success. The spacecraft will be docking with the space station within 2 days, and the astronauts will conduct experiments in medicine and various space-related technologies. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to the controversial Yasukuni Shrine today, but did not visit, possibly avoiding an angry reaction from China and from South Korea. More on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com, and as always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.